is the late, great John Martin. A record called Solid Air from 1973, a title track from the album he had there. And, John Martin came to my attention because he had a cover version of Glory Box that he had converted to a male singer lyrics. And I kind of copied that for a while. I've not played it in my set for quite a while now. Solid Air, great singer. Kind of in that folky, jazzy, vibey thing that he did back in the day. But he was all over the place musically. Track before that was Marillion, An Hour Before It's Dark from 2022, and Crow and the Nightingale. And sadly, I got to miss Marillion on my last trip to the UK. There was all kind of weird and wonderful stuff planned, but they were playing on the beach in Loo in Cornwall about roughly the time. And I was planning to actually go and visit my friend in Loo, but things just transpired indifferently, shall we say, and I wasn't able to do it. And then we had a track from Oscar, Manchester band, and the title track from their 1976 album, Twilight Asylum, recorded at Strawberry Studios. We may have another song recorded at Strawberry Studios coming up in a bit, but I won't tell you any more about it. Anyway, let's do some live tracks, some classic live tracks. We played a little bit of Deep Purple earlier. We're going to play some more. But this is when he was a very different band. From the album Nobody's Perfect, this is a classic Deep Purple from the mid-80s vibe that they had back then, in this track called Perfect Strangers, right here on thehouseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1 FM, all the way from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada.
Untold Crimes. They used to asphyxiate people with a bunch of cohorts. It's named after him. In fact, the song's called Perfect Stranglers. Hang on. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you. That was... Thank you very much. Yeah!
Ian on the Transatlantic Express radio show on the House of Prog, also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, at 90.1 FM. We'll be right back. Some classic Steve Hillage from 1979, recorded at Glastonbury when it was like a little festival back in the day. And strangely enough, but not by any coincidence, I just got a message from the Steve Hillage band saying it's Bandcamp Friday, so all the proceeds on Bandcamp are going to the band today. So if you're out there in the world and you want to get on some good music on Bandcamp, all the money that you buy, CDs and whatever, downloads, we'll go to the band. So there you go. Unidentified flying being originally from Green, which I have on green vinyl. Another one from Paul Birch. Yeah. I got a lot of albums from Paul Birch back in the day. He didn't want them. Why he didn't want them, I don't know. And I don't think he actually knows. Right, what else did we have in there? We had live The Knife from Genesis from BBC Broadcasts that came out 2023. And I got the CD collection of that, of course, with Peter Gabriel in the band. And I believe it was Steve Hackett on guitar back in the day in the classic lineup of Genesis. They've had so many, but the classic lineup, I would say, would, you know, people say Gabriel is the classic lineup. But, you know, there's much debate about that, about going online. And then starting the set off, you heard another debatable lineup, the classic Deep Purple from 1988 in the reasonably good album, live album, Nobody's Perfect, and the track Perfect Strangers, which was a good tune. But apparently, you know, there's quite a lot of video of Richie Blackmore and Ian Gillan disagreeing with each other on stage. Shall we say, the glass throwing incident, to name but a few. But then, you know, they're not together anymore. And Richie's doing his thing, and Ian's been doing his thing for the, you know, the last, what, 30 years, 40 years, or something like that. Anyway, we're going to wrap up things. I did say I would get to some Cousin Harley. Now, Paul Begat, I just saw just recently here in Vancouver at the Heatley, playing some awesome tunes. I believe they're going to have a regular thing at the Heatley once a month. That's what they seem to say. Two of the best guitarists in town, in their style, I would say. And so look out for that. But from what I just read, Paul does have a new album out with Cousin, I believe Cousin Harley. He has so many different operations and outfits. But hopefully we'll get a chat with Paul, one of our leading guitarists here in Vancouver. And hopefully in the next little while. So we're going to play a track from his 2013 album, Bikini Bop. And then we're going to carry on with another band that was recorded at the Strawberry Studios in Manchester, and they will hopefully fit a bit of classic British jazz rock with their from Brand X, and then that'll be it. All right, so here we go. A little few more minutes. We've got another. I think we'll get it all in. We'll see. Anyway, this is Mr. Paul Begat and his band Cousin Harley, right here on Transatlantic Express.
Hello there.
Listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon Pacific, 8 p.m. UK. And if you're in Vancouver, you can check out the show on CJSF 90.1 FM every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
We are diverse.